Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, good morning, Philadelphia. How are you? Hopefully you're happy. You're feeling good because it's Friday. Warning, though, okay, for those of you that are heading out the door very soon, some spots are so foggy out, like you cannot even see. So please drive really carefully.
Yeah, I was a little surprised by that. A little soupy this morning. Wasn't expecting that, you know. By the way, coming up, this is the first weekend of fall.
It is.
You know?
Yeah,
it's
very
gonna be
exciting.
Nice. Good weather, too. A little bit on the warmer side. Don't forget, at 7:30, your chance to play Beat the Bee with Jen and myself. It is a $50 Wise Markets gift card that you can win, and I think I have a category already. We'll see.
I think I know. Well, I saw that today is National One Hit Wonder Day. Is it?
It's oh my gosh, you like read my mind.
Is
I was either gonna do One Hit Wonder Day or it's National TV Binge Day today. So I was either gonna do TV shows or songs.
I like both. So you
like
you
both?
Decide.
All right, you're excited for both categories. All right, either category, I'll come up with something. But your chance at 7:30 to win a great prize from us. Again, that's a $50 Wise Markets gift card.
And you could do a combination of both.
Songs,
some could be TV shows. I love it.
I make
Is it 7:30 yet?
We make our own rules here on B101.
We can do that.
It's the Wild West. You want to see the Wild West? Join Jen Ryan and myself for the V Up Club. That is our little Facebook Live mess that we do in just a couple of minutes. It really is.
Perfect word.
Perfect, right? A hot little mess. Join us if you can at B101 Philly.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
You know, speaking of falling, if you missed it yesterday, okay, we were taking your calls on just weird freak accidents that you had. And we got so many. I mean, thank God everyone has recovered and is okay today.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, Joyce, go ahead. What happened to you?
Well, it actually wasn't me. It was my dad when he was a little boy. He was in fourth grade, and him and his brother were running through the house, and my dad had a toy arrow in his hand and ran up the steps, and the arrow went right up his nose.
Oh, my gosh. It's like a COVID test.
Exactly. He actually has a scar that's looped around his forehead because they had to cut it and pull it from the top
out. Wow, he's lucky he didn't die.
Exactly. So that's always one of our big stories we always tell everybody when they meet him.
Don't run with arrows.
Anytime we were running with anything in our hands, he would freak out.
Sure. Well, Joyce, thank you for sharing that story.
Thank you. Take care.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Freak accidents. Did you ever have one? I remember mine when I was a kid. I was like 10 years old. I'm down the shore, and it was the weirdest thing. I was closing the door behind me.
Right.
Like my arm was behind me, and this piece of the windows folded out, so the metal piece, like, I don't want to say sliced, but it cut my arm very badly.
So it was the metal, not the glass.
The metal cut my arm very badly as a kid, and I had to get 13 stitches.
Ooh.
And I just remember, and they said, oh, the scar will disappear in a few years. Well,
no,
it's still here.
I bet it is.
Yeah, I was 10. This is 25 years later, and it's still here.
25?
That's right. Do the math.
Yeah, okay. Let's add a few more of that.
Stop.
So, we've been talking to you guys about this, too. So what weird, freak accident did you have, Jeannie?
I was down the shore. I was being towed by a jet skier, and the guy that owned it just bought it, and I was on a tube, and we were back in the reeds in Avalon, and he went 60 miles an hour, and I skidded across the water flipped over three times in the reef, came down, busted my arms. I was taken by the Coast Guard to the hospital. My legs were black. My boyfriend thought I broke my neck and died.
Oh, my
because
goodness.
The shells actually broke my skin.
Now, Jeannie, what was he doing 60 miles an hour? That's ridiculous.
I know. He had no idea how fast it was when he was pulling me on the jet ski and it slid. Honest to God, he had no idea.
Who is this guy?
Yeah, who is this guy? I'm going to do something to him.
He was a friend of my boyfriend's, and oh my God, it was horrible.
Between you and Bill down the shore.
Yeah, right? Shore accidents. Have you ever been on a tube since? Do you have like a little PTSD?
I'll never go on one again. Yeah, I won't get on a jet ski either.
Don't blame you.
I don't blame you.
Don't blame you. And in fact, to this day, I fear doors.
I really do. Because you're always running out of them so fast when the workday's over, Bill.
The first one out, Jeannie. First one in the car. All right, listen, have yourself a great day, and thanks for sharing.
Thank you. I love your station. Have a great day, okay?
You too, Jeannie. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
What was that?
I cleared my throat because I have a frog in my throat.
You always have and a frog. He resides there.
It's foggy outside, and when it's foggy, I'm froggy.
Oh,
does that make any sense?
You're froggy every day.
Froggy in the head.
If you missed it yesterday, we could not believe just how many of you called in to talk about a freak accident that you had.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like people here in Philadelphia are super clumsy or anything. It's just like weird things can just happen out of nowhere. Now, go ahead, Renee. What happened to you?
All right. Well, this was 2 months ago. Down the shore, we had literally just got there. Mm-hmm. When I went to pull my suitcase out of the trunk, the handle wasn't locked correctly. So when I pulled, and I flew totally backwards and fell directly onto my ankle and cracked my ankle right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Renee. Oh, my God. These shore accidents we're hearing about.
What is going on?
I don't know. Something happens at the shore. I got hurt down the shore. Another caller got hurt down the shore. Now, Renee?
Are you still in a cast?
No, actually, I just got off, and I just started back to work this week.
Well, Renee, you know, watch out for those suitcases.
I know. What sucks is that was my only trip down the shore, and we weren't there more than 20 minutes. Not even 20 minutes. I had to spend the entire time eating out.
I'm so sorry. I'm glad, though, that you're back to work, all right? You be safe.
You too, guys. God bless.
Thanks, Renee.
Bye-bye.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, if you missed it yesterday, we were taking your calls and just weird, like, freak accidents that you had. And we got so many. I mean, thank God everyone has recovered and is okay today.
Yeah, seriously. And a good friend of the show, Sean Hamilton. Now, go ahead. What happened to you?
I was following my brother into the house, and he slammed the door in my hand, and off came the finger.
Oh, Sean!
The entire finger?
I guess about the tip.
The finger
tip. Or even half of it. And then they rushed me to the hospital. There was so much blood. And I don't know if it was my mom or dad had to go back and look for the tip of the finger.
Oh, boy. Wow. Which finger, Sean?
The right hand between the pinky and the middle finger.
Okay.
Okay, now wait a minute. Did they find the fingertip?
They found the fingertip. They put it back on. And it was a black raisin for a couple months. And then slowly it took. But I almost lost my finger.
How about that? Now, is it numb to this day, Sean?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But aesthetically.
And it's shorter. Shorter, and the nail is like round instead of square.
Oh, well, my God. Wow, that's a freak accident.
Yeah, I got tons of freak accidents. I shot myself with a nail gun a couple years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Sean Hamilton.
You need to be quarantined, sir.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I mean, I'm glad you're okay. Where'd you shoot yourself with the nail gun? What part of the body?
My other hand, the other finger.
It sure sucks being Sean's fingers.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Like the word.
Yes,
all right, Sean, be safe today, will you? Do us all a favor.
All righty.
Thanks, Sean.
We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, happy Friday. Freak accidents. Did you ever have one? I hate to say it, but a lot of you have.
Yeah, I mean, we've been taking your calls, so many calls, about those just weird, bizarre accidents. And honestly, we can't believe how many have had one, like Sheila did. Sheila, go ahead.
Okay, so I was 10, and my sister is much older than me, and she had her own room. And I wanted to surprise her because she was at work. I wanted to clean her room. So I started vacuuming her rug, and I sucked up her favorite necklace. And I'm like, oh, no, right? So it's an upright vacuum.
Yeah.
So I lift it up, and I had really long hair at the time.
Oh!
Yes. And it was on, and I couldn't get to the switch that was at the handle. Now it's at the foot, and now I know why.
Oh.
Needless to say...
It got sucked up?
Yes. Round and round and round. I'm trying to turn it off. I'm crying.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Yes, well, exactly.
And to this day, you have not touched a vacuum
That's right.
since you're in the sleeping.
Swiffers it is.
There you go, Swiffer.
Yes.
Much safer. Oh,
what a good sister you are.
You are.
I know. I was like, I'm trying to do a good thing, and I'm like, oh, no, oh, no, and it's wrapped around. And
oh, you poor thing. Well, thank you for calling and sharing.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Thank you for being you.
Oh, you're so sweet. All right, guys, coming up next, right around 7:30, you're going to get the chance to win a $50 gift card to Wise Markets when we play Beat the Bee right here on Philly's B101.1. Good luck.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, we have a really cool prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. It's a $50 gift card to Wise Markets. And this morning, we are playing with Jeannie from Hatfield. Jeannie was caller number 10.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jeannie, it is five trivia questions for Jen Ryan. So today's category, it's about one-hit wonder songs and TV shows we binge on. You can bet on Jen or against her, 3 out of 5 right, and you win. So, Jeannie, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
I am ready.
Jeannie is ready. Here we go, Jen. Question one. We'll start off with a song. Finish the lyric to this one-hit wonder.
I'm not good at finish the lyric.
And I'm going to sing it, so strap yourself in.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, my little pretty one, my pretty one, when you're going to give me some time. It's one word. Give me some time.
He's definitely going to know
All
that.
Right. Please. Well,
isn't it two words? It's my Sharona.
It's actually two words, but yeah. Okay, whatever. Don't be so tight. You got it right.
But he said my.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
my Sharona.
There you go. Thank you, Jeannie, for having my back. See, she's always yelling at me. I never know whether I'm right or wrong. All right, but listen, you were right. Jen got it right, so you're on the board. Let's move on to question
good
two,
job,
please.
Jen.
Thanks,
Jen. That was an exhausting first question.
They all are.
All right, you're going to love this one. All right, the binge-worthy TV show Dead to Me on Netflix stars Christina Applegate and Linda Cardinelli. Name one other TV show both have been on. You got to do Applegate. You got to do Cardinelli. Can she do that, Jeannie?
I could only do one of them, but I'm going to guess that she can do two.
Okay. Linda was, I know, on Freaks and Geeks.
That is correct.
Okay.
And give me one more Applegate. Come on.
I know. She was the daughter in the family thing.
I mean,
this is...
Come on.
I know, but I can't remember the title.
You got to give it to me. Come on.
I'm right. The word family's in it.
No, it's not.
No.
She played the daughter.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Can I give her a hint?
With Bundy?
Yeah. Well,
yes.
Who? Well, you got to name it. I'm not going to sit here and be so vague with you.
Give me the first word.
You're killing. Married.
Married with children.
Oh, my God.
Family.
This is not even fair. All right. You got that right, I guess. Question
Good
three.
Job.
One more. I'm happy. I want you to win, Jeannie, but I want to, you know. All right, here we go.
Thank
Question
you.
Three. All right. The 80s new wave band Big Country had their only hit with the song In a Big Country. Remember that song?
Yes, I do.
Name the UFC fighter whose nickname is Big Country. Now, Jeannie, can she do that? You know, she's a big fight fan.
All right, I have no idea, but since you said she's a big fight fan, I'm going to say yes.
He was lying to you. That's rude,
Well, Nan.
That's awful.
Jeannie?
You know what?
See, he's trying to reverse what happened in question
That's
number
right.
two. I have no clue.
No.
I'm not a fight fan. Jeannie,
All
come
right.
on.
All right, you can't do it?
No.
I'd be Big Country Roy Nelson.
No
Roy
idea.
Nelson. All right, Jeannie, sorry you got that wrong. Let's move on to question four.
Are you feeling guilty, Bill? You should.
It was a make-good question for me. All right, question four. Speaking of martial arts, Cobra Kai, all the rage on Netflix.
Yes.
Can you name the streaming service it originally aired on, though, or streamed on? Jeannie, can she do that?
I'm going to say yes.
Well, I thought it was on YouTube.
Yeah, but YouTube what?
YouTube Red?
It's YouTube Red.
Yes,
there you
I
go. See, Jeannie, all is well in the world.
All right,
you won.
All right, good. Thank you so much. That
all
is
right.
awesome.
You're welcome. You have a $50 gift card to Wise Markets.
Thank you so much. I could definitely use that.
I'm so glad. You have a great weekend. Mm-hmm. And hang on a moment so we
all
can
right.
get your info.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And make sure you're listening Monday morning at 7:30 for your chance to win. We are Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey, happy Friday to you. And also to our top fan of the day. Yeah, sponsored by Acme. And she is Angie Moore. Angie loves the fall. Mm-hmm. And since this is the first fall weekend of the year, enjoy every second of it, Angie. Decorate, you know, get out the pumpkins. Mm-hmm. And listen to B101, which we know you do, and you do so much. So we do want to thank you for that.
You know, I mean, we all love the fall right here in Philly. But do you find your appetite spiking when we switch to fall? Because I am so ravenous right now.
Are you really?
I can't, Jen.
I do get in that, like, nesting mode, and yeah. I'm always cooking.
Yeah. So, like, you know, I had the quarantine pounds, lost that. Now the fall pounds are coming. I had a large, huge hoagie yesterday for lunch. A few hours later, cheesesteak, but I did a cheesesteak bowl, so I didn't have the bread
okay,
with it.
Well, that's
but wait
good.
A minute. But then I ordered onion rings and broccoli bites on the side. So, like,
the
I'm just...
broccoli bites is good. You know what? I'm going to bring you in.
What's that?
My fall apple cake.
Oh, please do.
It is so amazing.
I've never had your fall, and I love apple cake.
Jim wants me to make it every single weekend.
Oh, yeah. When are you going to do that?
I'll make it this weekend.
All right. Awesome. See, more weight.
There you go.
See? Ravenous. Speaking of food, guys, now we mentioned our sponsor, Acme, for Top Fan, and we're doing something really cool with Acme this fall. It's Acme Lunch Break, okay? You can win it, and that's a very healthy $100 Acme gift card comes along with it. To register, all you have to do is go to our website at b101philly.com.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, if you are a fan of all things pumpkin, like I am, here is one. All right, would you try this? So Kraft has launched pumpkin spice mac and cheese. Mm. I actually think this sounds really good. I would try it.
Yeah, all right. So the whole thing with this is a three-tiered catch to all of this, to trying it. Number one, if you're also interested in trying it, you have to sign up on a waiting list, which is natural, you know. Number two, only 1,000 people are actually going to get the product.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
And then number three, and this is the tough part, Jen Ryan. It's only happening in Canada.
What?
That's right.
So I can't try
it. So you're not, no, you're not eligible. But, I mean, guys, how hard is it to make? You know what I mean? You get a box of Kraft mac and cheese.
Right.
With the packet of powdered cheese, which we all grew up on. You mix in some pumpkin spice with it.
True.
Put some cinnamon on top of it. And there you go.
See? That sounds good.
Well, then make it this weekend.
Why not?
It is the first fall weekend in Philadelphia, by the way. We are Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So when you watch the Eagles play this weekend, Sunday, by the way, against the Bengals, it's a 1 o'clock kickoff at the Link, you will absolutely see Coach Doug Peterson wearing a mask.
Yeah. There were a few coaches from other NFL teams who didn't wear their masks during their games, and the league came down so hard on them. So the head coaches in Denver, Seattle, and San Francisco each fined $100,000 personally for not wearing that mask, Jen, and each of their teams fined $250,000. So I think everyone will follow the rules for week three. Yeah. I got to tell you, the best face mask, though, in the league is Andy Reid, because he's got the shield, and all you see is the... You know what I mean? He's got the plastic shield. So you see the fog and the saliva during the game. And it just gets, every time they cut to Andy Reid, it just gets foggier.
Oh, that's awful.
Foggier. But hey, at least he's, you know, following the rules. So it is pretty funny. Hey, coming up next with our Be On Top of It, wait until you hear what movie is about to be re-released in drive-ins across the country. So excited about this. You're going to love it. We'll tell you about it at 8:45 right here on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Okay, it is time to be positive with a feel-good story that will help keep you happy while you're working today. And first of all, here's a question for you. Do you expect that you yourself will still be working at the age of 89? Because Derlin Nui is. So Derlin is a pizza delivery driver out in Utah, okay? And a customer that he often delivers to. His name is Carlos. They became friends, and Derlin told him that he still had to work 30 hours a week because Social Security just wasn't enough.
Yeah, so Carlos started recording their chats, and then he started putting them up on TikTok. And before you knew it, his TikTok followers started donating money to give him as a tip. And this is the moment he presented Derlin with over $12,000.
We collectively collected a gift for you. Mm-hmm. And I am here to deliver that to you on behalf of the TikTok community.
I don't know what to say except thank you.
Isn't that just incredible? So why did he do it?
Somebody at that age should not be working that much.
Amen.
Amen to that is right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.